It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out Radio Show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show.
928-854-5687. That's 854-5687.
Speak Out on KNTR Talk. It's heard on one frequency, 106.3 throughout the tri-state area. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn Radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR 106.3. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When the sweat hogs were cutting class, Mr. Carter longed for the Horshack laugh. Who did he turn to?
Yo, Paulie!
Astute Speak Out listeners also know that when the disco world looked for a John Travolta body double, there was only one choice.
Yo, Paulie!
No. This world-renowned, white-suited John Travolta look-alike has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only...
He's only mortal, folks.
Paul Lavoie.
Welcome to Monday, January 10th, 2022, and he's here!
I am, I'm back, it seems like forever.
Radio Central's version of Betty White, in the house.
Cute, very cute. I'll get you for that.
You got the white hair.
I do.
If we ever create a show called Golden Boys, we'll put you on it, alright?
Alright.
Jim Russell, my co-host today, and absent for the first week of the month, so you took the brunt of the humor.
Well, that's the rule. If we don't show up, we get talked about.
That's right. What happens if I don't show up?
You get talked about.
Well, I guess so. All right. So welcome. It's January 10th, 2022, as I mentioned. A significant date in my history because it's my mom's birthday.
Well, happy birthday to your mom.
Happy birthday, Kay Lavoie. Yes. And I'm not going to mention... No, I'm not going there.
Okay,
don't mention it. Not even close to Betty White. Not even close. So we've got a special guest in the studio today, Steve Sinke. He is with the Havasu Regional Orchestra, and he's actually the president of the board. And welcome. How did that happen? Like Jim said, did you miss a meeting?
There's something called recruiting, and I just got kind of shoved into it. No, actually, I was on the board, and we do have to change officers every year, and it was kind of like my turn. So
if you've seen the banner near Wheeler Park, the orchestra, Havasu Regional Orchestra, has a show coming up this Sunday, January 16th, 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center, and that's why Steve is here. Speaking of Sunday...
Sunday!
Yeah. the Cardinals didn't do too well yesterday. That was, very strange. Russell Wilson looked like he wanted to go out on a high note. I think, even though he had an interception and got clobbered for the first defensive score of the game for the Cardinals.
That team wanted it.
They did want it. They did. Thank you. And Bobby Wagner did too. So there you go. But we've got the playoff picture for KNTR Sports. Just figured it out so I can announce it on the show. Saturday, the first game, 2 p.m., the Raiders at Cincinnati. The second game will be the Patriots at the Bills. That's approximately 5:45 start. Then on Sunday, you've got a triple header on 980 AM, 100.5, and 94.3 FM. Jim's like, who are these teams?
Yeah, what do they do?
Jim has no idea. So the first game will be the Eagles at the Buccaneers. That is 10:30 pregame. And then you've got the Niners at Dallas. So that's the Cardinals avoided... Thanks to the Niners, the Cardinals avoided playing the Cowboys, and that's a 2:15 approximate start time. And then the last game on Sunday night will be the Steelers at the Chiefs, and that's a 6 p.m. game. All pretty good games for first rounders. And then you've got Monday night, Cardinals at Rams. So there you go. That'll be on the Cardinals radio network, of course. And we'll set the start time, a little pregame at 6 o'clock and the kickoff at 6:15 on Monday night. Next Monday night, the Cards at Rams. Mm-hmm. So that'll be a lot of fun. Speaking of sports, Havasu Balloon Festival Golf Tournament is this Saturday, four-person team scramble, 7 a.m. check-in, 8 o'clock shotgun start, $100 per player at the Lake Havasu Golf Club. And if you're like me, you'll need the mulligans that they have for sale, magic putts, raffle prizes, 50-50. You get donuts at check-in, green fees, golf carts, goodie bag, and a taco bar lunch. If you want more information, call Lisa at 733-0876. 733-0876. Lake Havasu Kiwanis Club is putting on that tournament. So that'll be a lot of fun for a lot of golfers. And then I think that's it, Jim.
Boy, well, and that's the official first function of the Balloon Festival.
Is it now?
Yes, it is.
I have a feeling I'm going to be stuck with you during Balloon Fest. I'm volunteering during Balloon Fest.
Well, then we'll see you there.
And I'll be in the trailer.
You'll be with me. You'll have the good fortune to be with me.
Of holding the microphone, right? So you'll be hearing my voice all over Balloon Fest, unfortunately, for a lot of people. So there you go. All right, let's talk about the Havasu Regional Orchestra show that's coming up at the Performing Arts Center. We've got tickets, by the way. So what we're going to do is, during the first break, if you want tickets to the show, they are a $10 value. I've got like 10 tickets here. So I'll start with a pair today, maybe during each break, and then we'll work our way up from there through Friday. So, Steve.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about the orchestra and the people in the orchestra. You have somebody that actually comes down from Kingman.
Well, our conductor, for one. We also have a couple of violin players that make the trip from Golden Valley. We have a clarinet player that comes up from Parker. So that's why we call ourselves a regional orchestra. We're not just all Havasuites.
How many people?
Well, this year, we've got about 25, I think.
Okay.
And that's a good size.
We'd like to have 40 plus. COVID took its toll on the membership. We did have some elderly people that some weren't comfortable coming back. Some moved away. Like it did everything else. So
yes.
COVID took a toll, so we kind of had to start not quite from scratch, but It took a couple chunks out of the organization, so it took us a while to come back, but we think we've got a good nucleus here and had a lot of rehearsals to present what we think is a pretty decent concert come Sunday.
Good.
You're still looking logistically at a lot of risers.
A lot of risers?
On stage?
Oh, actually, we don't use this. We're not using risers, no.
So it's a group setting around,
right? There's like three rows with some strings in the front, and then we have some woodwinds and French horn in the middle, and then I'm part of the little brass group and percussion. We're in the back. We're always in the back.
So you're a trombone player.
I am.
How long have you been playing trombone?
Well, I picked it up when I was 10 in the fifth grade, and I'm, you could do the math, I guess about 58 years now.
Do you remember the first song you ever learned?
No, because I'll tell you what, I almost dropped the trombone the first year I started playing, because I just had a horrible music instructor.
Oh, I was going to say, because it slipped out of your hands?
No.
Oh, I see.
This guy would have us play notes, and if you missed a note, he'd take his pencil and hit you on the top of the head. I mean, you couldn't get away with that these days, but
it's better than one band I was in. You had to start over. We ended up playing the same 10 songs every practice, you know?
Well, I think he lasted 1 year, and they replaced him with somebody else much better. And
without the pencil.
Without the pencil.
Well, yeah, the idea is
or a baseball bat.
The idea is to keep young musicians.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah.
Is there, does the, regional orchestra, do you have scholarship programs or anything like that for
young
students?
We invite students to join us. In fact, we invite anybody out there that plays a violin, used to play a violin, has a dusty violin at home, bring it to our next rehearsal. We rehearse Monday nights at the high school band room.
Why the emphasis on violin?
We strings, man. It's an orchestra. We need strings.
Okay.
We've got some great string players here, but we've only got about 9 or 10 of them. We really need about 20.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee.
So that's the chunk that the virus kind of took out of our membership. So anyhow, we can also use trumpet players. Actually, almost all instruments.
Except drums.
Percussion. Well, we can always use a percussionist, too.
Right.
So, if you want to join us, there's no auditioning. That's why we invite all students and the whole community. If you have an instrument, an orchestral instrument, like when we say strings, we don't have any guitars, but...
Cello.
Yep. Cello.
Violin.
Violin, viola, string bass.
Stand-up bass.
Stand-up bass.
Okay.
We have one of those. We can use a couple more.
Right.
So anyhow, if you have a desire to pick up that instrument and play again, bring it on down to rehearsal. There's no auditioning. Just bring it in and start playing with us. We have a lot of fun.
So tell me about the show itself. That your conductor is Art Swanson, and he comes down from Kingman.
He comes from Kingman, yes.
And then tell me about the show itself. How long are we talking about? What numbers do you do?
Well, it's about an hour and a half program. We try to keep it under an hour and a half. Attention spans what they are. We don't want to, keep anybody there too long. But we've got a good mixture this year. We have some John Philip Sousa, a nice old march we're going to kick off with, kind of get the blood going. Then we have Rossini's Barbara Seville. Everybody will recognize that one. Even if you don't recognize the title, you will recognize the tune. It was used in a bunch of Looney Tunes cartoons. One of those. Then we have a piece called Camp Meeting, which I've been in this orchestra for, I think this is my 40th year. Mm. We've been around 45 years in town.
45 years.
And I got here in 79, and took me a couple of years to find out about the orchestra. And, of course,
communication wasn't what it is today.
And my trombone was growing dust on it, and I thought, it might be kind of fun to pick it up and play. And I have probably performed that piece about 6 or 7 times, but it's one of my favorites. Our concert's titled We're Back with a Bit More. I wish the bit more was the number of musicians. Unfortunately, that's not the case, but we do have some subgroups inside the orchestra that will be performing. We have a chamber ensemble, and this will be a treat for me because I haven't heard these folks play those pieces yet either. We also have a woodwind trio that will be performing, and I'm part of a trombone quartet that will also be performing. We've got some good pieces there. I think that'll be a treat for you.
Interesting. So you've blocked the time for these other groups, but you haven't heard them yet.
Right. We've taken time counts. We know what the timing is. But
sure.
We rehearsed those subgroups on our own at somebody's house or in the band room before our actual rehearsal. So I haven't heard those the woodwind trio or the chamber ensemble. Play their pieces, so I'm looking forward to that.
So on Sunday, any mask requirements for those attending, anything like that?
No, we, of course, use the school facilities, so we go by their guidelines. And we waited till, this year when the CDC said that they could have more than, 50 people inside the pack. And so we decided to schedule our concert.
Makes a lot of sense. All right, let's take a short break. We'll come back and learn more about the Havasu Regional Orchestra with Steve Sinke. He is the president of the board for the Havasu Regional Orchestra. Coming up later in the show, Christina Hook, director of media relations for the Better Business Bureau. She's going to join us by phone. And I want to give away some of those tickets, Jim.
Do it.
That's it.
Start the year off.
We'll start with two. Havasu Regional Orchestra presents We're Back with a Bit More. And again, that's this Sunday, 3 p.m., Performing Arts Center at the high school. Adults, $10. Kids and students or children and students are free. We've got a pair of tickets to our first caller, 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. So why the Manfred Man? You like the The old 70s rock, right?
Yes. Yes, sir.
I love this song, too. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. 854-KNTR to get a pair of tickets to the Havasu Regional Orchestra.
Engelgard Mozart was checking out the weather chart to see if it was safe outside. A little early birdie came by in his curly whirly and asked me if I needed a ride. Dynamite with a laser beam.
All right, welcome back to Speak Out, brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage, also Patio Paradise, the Lewis team, Coldwell Banker with team leader Bobby Lewis, Julie Lewis, Brian Besley, and Lori Rule, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford, Springberg Wealth Management, Better Business Bureau, who will be on here in about, 5 to 10 minutes, and Kevin Barbarita and Barbarita Realty Consultants with over 35 years in the Laughlin community, located in the Laughlin Town Center. Kevin Barbarita's website is LaughlinNevada.net.
And they're good folks all that just want a shot at your business. So when you try them, and please do, tell them you learned about them from Speak Out.
Hey, I got some news from Needles.
News from Needles.
Needles.
Boy, stop the presses.
That's it. Hey, not funny.
Well, I know. I'm sorry I said that.
I've got the city manager coming on at the end of the month. Okay. He's going to be in the studio, too.
Okay.
Rick Daniels is going to drive in from Needles to be on the show. But, no, there's a blood drive this Wednesday, 8:30 to 1 in the gymnasium at Needles High School, where the Stangs play.
Mm.
The Lady Stangs and the... And the Boy Stangs, the Mustangs from Needles High School. So schedule your appointment at donors.vitalent.org. There you have it on that one. There's another one at River Valley High School on Thursday as well, the next day, 8:30 to 2:30 in the River Valley High School gym. So there you go. A lot of blood drives. There's like six blood drives between now and February 4th in the area. So Vitalent really hitting it hard when it comes to the blood supply.
Is there anything behind that, or is this normal?
Shortages, plus their the monoclonal antibody therapies, they have something to do with that, where they can collect plasma for the COVID antibodies for those people that have had it. So, anyway, we're back with Steve Sinke. He is the Havasu Regional Orchestra president of the board, and you wanted to give us some, you got some street cred on the conductor.
Boy, some big street cred.
This sounds important.
Yeah, Art Swanson is our conductor, and he's quite a guy. I've known Art. He used to come up and play with us a few times before he became our conductor. And Art was a member of the U.S. Navy Band in Washington, D.C. That is the premier Navy band.
It really is.
He plays a trombone. He's a virtuoso. He played in that band for 26 years. He performed as a trombonist and a soloist with the group. He also led the brass quintet and served as national tour director.
Boy.
So let me ask you this. As a trombone player, with your conductor being a trombone virtuoso, do you feel picked on sometimes?
Not at all. Or for a quartet.
Or singled out?
For a quartet, the parts came out and I said, here, Art, you can play the lead. Because it's quite difficult.
That was an easy pass then.
Yeah. Real easy pass. Completed.
Nice.
Yeah. More than the Cardinals could do yesterday.
Oh, boy.
Anyhow.
Yeah, thanks, AJ.
After retirement, Art moved to Kingman to teach music on the Wallapai Reservation in Peach Springs. He's also toured in retirement 6 years with the In the Mood, a 1940s review band, and completed two tours with the Montavani Orchestra in China.
My word.
Montavani was big when I was a kid.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Jim, too.
Yes, indeed. That's a sign of our age.
Yeah. Well, we are the Golden Boys. Right?
Yes, yes, yeah. Yeah. Rest of the audience going, who the heck are they talking about?
Yeah, so anyhow, that's the experience behind our conductor. And, of course, that relays, he parlays that knowledge and wisdom to us. And we try to follow it as best we can. It usually comes out pretty well.
Right, right. Again, the show is this Sunday at 3 p.m. in the Performing Arts Center. It's the Havasu Regional Orchestra presents We're Back with a Bit More. And congratulations to Stephanie, who called in during the break.
Yes.
And
got the tickets.
Right. Steve has a question for Stephanie.
Stephanie, do you play an instrument?
All kidding aside, yeah. You've got a lot of accomplished musicians on stage, but you're looking for more members.
Always, always, yeah. Like I say, there's no auditioning. Students or beginners are welcome, and you will your talents and your skills will grow as you play with us, and that's how most of us started. Most of us had a horn or an instrument that was lying around the house and hadn't been played in a while and decided to pick it up and play, and that's the crux of our organization, so you won't feel... Don't feel intimidated or anything. Just come on in and start playing and having fun.
Any exceptions here, like saxophone?
Well, I have a friend that I share
right,
with
you. Right,
we have
a mutual friendship,
yeah.
Right.
And Greg plays the saxophone. We don't use saxophones in the orchestra.
I thought so.
Yeah. We use them in the symphonic wings.
What about clarinet?
Clarinet, definitely. Flute.
Okay.
We went through the string instruments before. Brass, we can also use French horns. A lot of French horns. We have one. We would like to have four. So,
trumpet?
Trumpet. We need trumpet players too. Trombones, we could use one more maybe.
Tuba?
Tuba, euphonium, percussionist. So, we do have a bassoonist and an oboe player, which uh-huh. for the group this size, we're fortunate to have both, but there are second parts for oboe and bassoon. We could use those as well.
Well, as far as strings go, there's also harp.
Well,
but that's the bigger orchestras.
We don't have one in the band room there, so if you want to lug one of those in, I'm sure we could find a part for you.
Right, right. All right, Steve, best of luck on the show coming up this Sunday. We'll work on filling that place up with 10 more tickets anyway.
All right.
I understand our ticket winner is already picking up the tickets as we speak.
I'll have to talk to her when I leave here.
Yeah, you better go catch her. Yes. Probably running down the stairs. So, anyway, best of luck on that. And it's Havasu Regional Orchestra presents We're Back and with a bit more with the conductor Art Swanson this Sunday, 3 p.m. at the Performing Arts Center at Lake Havasu High School. Tickets are $10 for adults. And students?
Students with an ID free, and also children under 12 free.
Perfect.
And if you're really lucky, we may be giving away a few more.
Right.
Save you some hard-earned money.
Right. Going up against the playoffs, but it's just the Cowboys. It's not like anyone likes them, right?
That's why we have DVRs.
Perfect. All right, we'll come back with Christina Hook. She's on the line, the Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. Steve, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
All right, we'll be back with more in a moment. A little soothing music, a little FM. I used to have this on 8-track, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Mm.
This album, FM, the FM soundtrack with Steely Dan. So
I love Steely Dan, one of my favorites.
I'm Paul Lavoie, myself, and Brother Jim Russell, our own version of Betty White, here in the house.
That's getting old.
Nice.
Oh.
Nice. Good one. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. David Bowie on a Monday. Kind of in a Bowie mood, actually. So,
how do you get in a Bowie mood?
I have a sister who has a cat named Bo, and she named him Bowie, like Bowie Green.
Uh-huh.
So his name is Bowie. She's a huge Bowie fan. Anyway, Speak Out. Not to be random or anything,
no.
Folks. Speak Out brought to you in part by Horizon Community Bank, also Connected Computer and Technology, Mojave Community College, the company now known, check this out, Jim, a name change, GDK LLC.
Yes.
Same Mike Bonney, but a new name, GDK LLC. Also, SunPower by Esme Electric, SamsGuns.com, my favorite word differentiated by an apostrophe, Herb's Herbs, and by Thane O'Brien with Spot On, now the preferred technology partner of the Arizona Restaurant Association. Call Thane, what a guy, O'Brien, 928-706-2784, or send an email to T.O'Brien with an E at spoton.com.
How nice that in a new year we have old returning sponsors.
Yes, yes, all good returning. Day. Even one with a new name for the new year. I like that. All right, don't forget, also, we talked with the creator, Alyssa, of the Lake Havasu City app last week. And that's available at Google Play and Apple iStore. We're proud to have Speak Out archives all the way back to, I don't know, October.
Gee.
On the Lake Havasu City app. It's wow. Super, super easy to find. If you're in Google Play, just search for Lake Havasu City app in this big, bright orange and blue sunrise that is the logo. Really pretty logo comes up. And download the app. And
very neat. It'll keep you, you well informed on what's coming up in Havasu, what you need to know.
Wow. You've seen it?
Yes.
It's pretty cool.
It is.
It's very cool. And there's a big Lake Havasu City app cash. There's a cash sweepstakes going on in February, so that's pretty cool as well.
I didn't see that part.
Yeah, I'll have to show you the flyer. You could win 500 smackaroos.
Well, good, let's do it.
All right, so we're with Christina Hook, who is on the line. She's the Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. Welcome back, Christina.
Hello, hello. Happy 2022.
It is so far. I'm good.
Yep, me too.
Everybody well?
Everything's really well. Yes, everything's fine. So we're looking at small business trends, if I can speak properly today, to watch out for in 2022. Tips to stand out and attract more customers. And e-commerce, just like we were just talking about with the Lake Havasu City app, that's a big way to thrive.
Absolutely. So, I wanted to start out the year with kudos to all the small businesses we have here in town. You know, it's been a rough ride for, we're going on 2 years now, but huge kudos. I mean, we have so much of our community is made up of small business owners. And I mean, in the United States, I mean, it's up to 99.9% of all businesses are small businesses. So we wanted to offer a few tips to make sure that all these businesses can stand out and be successful through the year. And first point we have is e-commerce. I mean, we all learned throughout the pandemic that, the trend started with what can we do online? Now is the time. That trend is not going away. So if you aren't online yet, now is the time to do it. And when we say online, we have a few different ways we're talking about that, right? So it means a good website presence, making sure that people, potential customers can find you accurately. Make sure you've got a website with proper information so they can find you. And also, if you have the availability to have some e-commerce online where there are very simple platforms that can help you to sell your items online. But, consumers are really looking for that now.
Jim, you're a small business owner.
Yes.
You have been for many, many years.
For all of my adult life.
Right. What do you attribute the longevity for your business? What do you attribute that to?
I think under-promising and over-delivering.
Ooh,
really?
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah.
First, I thought he was kidding, Christina.
No, I'm serious. I think it's very, we find ourselves in a continual sales environment when we're trying to grow our business and just to do business. And it's easy to get carried away with what you think you can do and what you want to do. And sometimes it's harder to live up to that than people anticipate. Mm-hmm. So I try to be careful of that.
Interesting. Because next topic I want to talk about would be cashless and contactless payments options for businesses. You have some words on that, Christina.
Yeah, actually, sorry, I'm going to bounce right back to Jim's comment real quick because I think that's so, so important that you say that, is that there has been so much unknown throughout the past couple years. Consumers are really looking for that honesty and that transparency and really looking for how ways they can engage with a business. So it's no longer just a purchasing process, right? They want to engage with the business that they're working with. And so coming up with that strategy of how to connect with your customers, and just like Jim said, how can you find ways to really over-deliver in these times and make sure that your customers leave extremely happy, and then they in turn have this wonderful word of mouth that they spread in the community, which will ultimately gain you more customers. So yeah. I think that was a really, really great point.
Oh, thank you. And it's important, so important in businesses such as mine, where I need to continue to do business with pretty much the same people. Maintaining the customer is critical to me. But the other thing, the timing we're in now with COVID and everything, I think people are and have a right to be skeptical when they're dealing with new businesses uh-huh. and suppliers. That, you know, do they really, can they really do it? You know, will it really happen, or is it all on a ship waiting outside of Long Beach, you know?
Right, and that brings up a really good point, too, about shopping local. And
yeah.
People, do you think they're more aware of that now, doing business locally? I'll ask you, Jim, and Christina as well.
Well, go ahead, Christina.
Sure, I 100% agree with that. I think that we've all been kind of forced in a good way to look locally. While right. sometimes it might have been easier for us to hop online real quick and purchase from that big box store and have it delivered very quickly, with these supply chain issues, we've been forced into a situation where we might not be able to do that any longer, or said product that we hope to get delivered in a two-day time frame just isn't there anymore. So how can we look towards the shopping locally to make sure, hey, maybe I can get that same item today if I go out and shop a local store for that? So I think it was, you know, one of those kind of blessing in disguises with we were forced to do one thing, and in turn it's helping us to support locally. Jim, what do you think?
Well, I agree with you also. I think that the face-to-face doing business and that ability to look somebody in the eye and have them say, yeah, I'm going to have it for you Tuesday, and it's much more meaningful.
Oh, yeah, it's a really good point.
100%. Mm-hmm. And to build off of that, too, that trust with the face-to-face is that if you purchase something online, where's that guarantee? Of course, there could be companies that offer that guarantee, but it's sometimes so much more refreshing to hear from someone, yes, I'll have this for you, or you were able to purchase it right during that day. So it kind of takes that unknown out of that, you know, out of that marketplace opportunity that you've got. So it isn't that unknown. You're not quite sure, well, did it get delivered? Is it not going to get delivered? You can just shop locally and have that reassurance that what you ordered or what you purchased is actually there in your hand.
Right. Makes sense.
Isn't that a big part of what the Better Business Bureau is really doing for the consumer in general, as well as your customer companies? You're lending credibility or enhancing the credibility of that company to that customer to say, yeah, these guys mm-hmm. know what they're doing. They run
right.
their business well.
Right. Again, we're talking to Christina Hook. She's the Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau here in Lake Havasu City. And if you want to give her a call, our number 854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. And we were talking about cashless and contactless payment options that are necessity for businesses. And you had some thoughts on that?
Yeah, so we went through an era of, you know, lots of hand sanitizer and making sure that, you know, what we were dealing with our hands, and, you know, handing paper money seems almost archaic at this point, right?
Right.
Like when you go into a store, generally we're having these cashless payment methods. And a lot of that is just out of, for one, safety of, you know, making sure that you have a traceable form of payment. So whether that be a credit card or something like that. But having that cashless payment is really crucial for people and wanting that over a cash or even card. So when we talk about that, it's kind of those, you know, we do offer warnings as well about making sure that you're safe in these contactless payments that you do use. But always be careful when you're looking at things like PayPal or Zelle or things like that, just to make sure you're doing that safely.
Now, I see the next topic is about prioritizing engagement, customer service, and transparency. And I know of a really bad customer service nightmare lately from a local, I would call it a local utility, where an account was underpaid and by like $10 and they cut the service off. It's just not, and we're talking about in the hundreds of dollars, this is just not good customer service. And I would imagine that's something the Better Business Bureau hears about a lot when you get complaints from people, is really bad customer service.
You know, unfortunately, we do, and we do our best to kind of help mediate that situation between the customer and the business. But, you know, one thing that we can always say as a top priority is prioritizing customer service. It's the one thing that is a free opportunity for you as a business to stand out amongst all other businesses. One of the biggest complaints here that I've shared quite a few times here locally is that we'll get complaints from consumers saying, the business just didn't call me back. I left messages or I sent emails and they just didn't get back to me.
Right.
So, you know, just kind of some advice to businesses out there. Even if you're busy and even if you've got jobs maybe lined up for X amount of time and you can't take on any new ones, make sure you leave that really good taste in that consumer's mouth, right? Give them a call back. Let them know that they were heard. And while I can offer you, you know, if you can't fill that position, maybe give them an opportunity to share another business that you could promote that business, promote that that customer to, you know. So it's so simple, and it's just something that sometimes when we get overwhelmed, it's hard to get back to people or hard to write back to an email, but it can make a day and night difference in the eyes of a consumer of, hey, at least they got back to me.
Yeah.
Makes a big difference.
And personally, that's probably mm-hmm. really important to you, Jim.
Well, and of course, the size of my company, I don't have a lot of people to pass that responsibility on to.
Right.
But communication is all important. You know, after the sale, the communication should just be beginning. That shouldn't be the end of it.
Right, mm-hmm. right. Well,
yeah.
Let's talk about go ahead.
And yeah, sorry, just one more point on that is being open about things that are going on right now too, right? We've mentioned supply chain issues a couple times here, but as a business owner, if you know there are going to be delays in something, if you know you just haven't gotten your hands on a certain product and it's going to be delayed, just be upfront with your customers about that. Let's
yes.
let them know, you know, I do know where I'm aware of this said problem or this said delay. That honesty, even if it's not exactly what the customer wanted to hear, you know, at least that honesty shows that you're being open and transparent with your customers to let them know, hey, we're going to work through this together, right? I just want to be upfront and let you know this. Most customers will definitely appreciate that honesty over the opposite of what Jim said is, you know, over-promising and under-delivering, right? We don't want to do that. We don't want to get in that scenario. So just be open about anything that you've got that you can be.
This seems pretty obvious, but companies that are continuing to invest in ways to retain employees are the most successful, especially right now. Seems like Americans as a whole anyway are quitting their jobs in record
yeah.
numbers. It's like a smorgasbord of job opportunities out there for a lot of people. And mm-hmm. that's where investing in their employees comes in.
Definitely. You know, I think the bottom line of a lot of this, we're talking about how can a business provide this good customer service or provide these good products and services to the community. But ultimately, if they don't have the staff to do it and to help them and to run their business, that's an issue right in itself. So, you know, we encourage businesses to look at the employees that you do have now and retain them, keep them. how can you look at different ways of adding value to your employees for your company, whether that be adding mentorship programs, ways for to put your employees on a path for growth within your company, maybe keeping that flexibility of if you had the opportunity to move to remote work environments or hybrid environment, are you able to keep that? Are you able to keep that flexibility that, you know, some of us have gotten accustomed to? Are you able to work with employees that have family obligations or really being understanding of, you know, it's not just a life balance, but it's a life work balance. And how can you help your employees to do that? So right. Just think creatively on if, you know, you're an employee too, if you're the employee too, right? What would give you that little extra boost of, hey, I really want to stay here at this company. It's really something to look at right now.
Christina, I hear ads on the radio all day long, and I heard one the other day for a precious metals company that you invest in gold, invest in silver, A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. Let's remind people, what does that mean to get an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau?
Love it. For one, I'm so excited that you hear that commercial. I really love that branding within the community.
Right.
It's always good. Well, if anyone ever is interested in doing just a quick little bit of research, I know sometimes it's confusing for people to go, well, how do they get that A-plus? Or what does that really mean to be an accredited business? You can search our website at bbb.org. And essentially, all of those businesses who are accredited businesses with us, they abide by what we call our 8 standards for trust. And those are, you know, seemingly simple points of how to run a business. And what that, you know, essentially means is, are you being honest with your customers? Do you have the proper licensing that's needed to run your business? Are you keeping your customers' information safe? You know, not succumbing to selling email lists or anything like that. So there's just a few points on how an honest, ethical business should be run, and those accredited businesses adhere to those points, and they make sure that they're running that honest business for the best outlook of their consumers, and not just consumers, but the people they work with in the community. So if you're interested in looking at all of those, there are 8 standards for trust, and they're right on our website.
And so just to be clear, that's not something, an A-plus rating isn't something that a business can pay for. Right?
Thank you for bringing that up.
Sure.
Absolutely not. Yep. Yeah, it's not a pay-for-play situation. All of these businesses earn this accreditation. It's something where we invite businesses to be accredited because we see the good that they're doing in the community. So they must abide by these standards, and they, you know, we vet these businesses, and they do show proof of these things. So, you know, to make sure that they have the proper licensing for the industry that they're in, they supply us with that information. So we can say as a third party, absolutely, this business is running the most ethically that it can based on our standards for trust. So it's certainly not something that nobody can pay for that grade.
Oh, very cool.
Yeah, and so if our listeners, anyone out there is considering making a major purchase or looking to have some work done, take advantage of this great research and permitting done by the Better Business Bureau, and look into it before you go out and spend your money.
Right. Hey, we have about a minute, and I wanted to give you a chance to throw out anything there that that seems important before you come on next month, Christina.
Well, again, I just wanted to say kudos to all the businesses in town. We're proud of you. It's a new year, so hopefully we have a fresh start. So always check bbb.org. We have a great amount of business resources to help you move through changes and make sure you're running the best and most ethically you can for your customers, and ultimately to be a thriving business. So if you have any questions, I am here locally, 928-302-3701 or bbb.org.
That's it. Christina
great.
Hook, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much. Have a great day, and I will chat with you next month.
All right. Thanks. Christina Hook, again, Director of Media Relations for the Better Business Bureau. Thanks again.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. All right, Jim, you know what that means.
Yes, our final spot here.
Yeah, I've got some news from one of our sponsors.
Uh-oh.
This is big.
Breaking news.
Nobody's heard this except me
okay. And
somebody at the station. All right, back with more in a moment on Speak Out. I'm Paul Lavoie, along with Brother Jim Russell. right, Brother Jim, I said I have breaking news.
Yes. Drum roll, please.
The Mojave Mortgage Racing Team will be donating all race winnings for the rest of the Havasu 95 Speedway season to the Fraternal Order Police K-9 program.
How cool.
And there's a match. So if Chad Hansen's team brings in $1,000 in winnings at Havasu 95 Speedway, Mojave Mortgage is going to match it.
Well,
anything
nice.
They win. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, very nice.
All right. Speak Out 2.0 up next after news and a short break. Have a great Monday, everybody.
The voice of the free. KNTR Talk 106.3. KJJJ Laughlin HD2.